You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on September 20th, 2023, and is titled One Accord. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2, and let's join Steve and the message.
Well, I told y'all Murphs aren't here tonight. They're a little bit under the weather, but we got some things to talk about, and we're getting a lot of things to talk about. You guys, I'm tickled to death for all of you being in on this. I think this is a really unique time in the history of this little fellowship. I think we've talked about it a lot before, and before I get in the Word tonight, just share some things with y'all and those who are tuning in across the country. But there's been many days in the last 21 years where you look around and you go, what are we doing here? What's the end game? People used to, one of the things you got to be really careful of when you're the guy at the front or you're the guy that's kind of busy and praying for people and doing the thing, you got to be real careful because people will begin to identify you as certain person in the five areas, or you know, people call you an apostle, or you know, or a prophet, or anything like that. And I think it's wise. I've already been through that little mess, and I think it's wise to be real cautious in what you hear and what you believe and how you act after you hear it. And so, but one of the things we find out, you know, prophetically, prophecy is not about predicting the future. That's why so many guys get it wrong. Because this is not all mapped out. The whole Old Testament, this is why a group of people who do not adhere to the Old Testament have a very skewed concept of Jesus and the kingdom of God. And if you'll notice, the New Testament church does not function very well out in the world with their responsibilities. Because the entire Old Testament, written by true prophets, both major and minor, when you get past the first five books, then you begin to hear and see how God reacts to people, how people react to God, how people might decide not to react to God, and how God reacts to that. And it maps out this whole relationship thing of how man coexists with the creator of the universe to navigate through all the things of life that are necessary. And then when you find that promise made to Abraham that's laid out throughout the Old Testament, New Testament, Book of Revelation, it's laid out. So you know it's a theme of God. Then all of a sudden, you open the Bible, and every scripture, every teaching points to that. That's prophecy. That is prophecy. It's not about trying to have some guy find out from God if you should get your dog wormed or something. But it is about God's people and how he's going to do this in unison and harmony with us. And it takes a long time to figure this out. And when you finally get a glimpse of it and you understand that, hey, we're God's people here in the earth. I got a new Steve-ism for you tonight that I watched a thing on Yogi Berra the other day, and what a cool guy. And he had all these neat sayings, and they were so simple that, you know, like when you come to a fork in the road, take it. I love it. And I realized something while I was just thinking about that riding on the airplane the other day. Forever in my Christian life, I've been told I need less of me and more of him. But in order for there to be more of him, I'm going to have to be present. Therefore, less me and more him means there's going to have to be more me. Not my wishes, not my desires, but my availability, my presence in the present day, doing the things we do and the things that we've got to take care of. And so all that being said, now you look And when they, you know, the guys, I mean, there's still guys around, they call me all the time. They say, hey, you're kind of a prophet. We can tell you're kind of a prophet. I'm really not. I mean, I am, I guess, but I just read what God did with the old guys. And the Lord shows me how it applies today. That's it. I think any prophecy that's not rooted in Scripture is dangerous as heck. That's why 999,000 out of 10,000 or whatever got it wrong 3 years ago. The predictions were wrong. We got off base. We fired up the church like we were going to have a rally. You don't need to get fired up. You need to get equipped. You need to get inspired, and you need to get empowered for the days that are coming. And so these days are coming. So here's my whole point before I get in the Word tonight. I don't know how this plays out, but I've done this long enough now that I don't care. I just want to finish today. I get up in the morning, then we'll finish that one. Because nobody can predict the outcome. Nobody knows. It doesn't even matter what they tell you in a presidential election anymore about the numbers and which state is red and which one's blue. You still can't predict the winner because you don't know what's going on everywhere else. So you don't know. But what you do know is what you do your part. And because of that, there's a movement that is happening in our country and has been happening now for a long time. But it's been a little here and a little there, and we'll kind of get stirred up for a minute. And the minute everybody's kind of okay, everything kind of simmers down. How many of y'all after 2020 were just tired of the fight? Just like, you know, from 2016 to 2020, gosh, till Friday, we just bang it out every day. I banged it out up here till half the people left. They just got tired of hearing it. Crud, by the time it was over, I was tired of telling it. Everybody's tired. So we just kind of coast. Well, I'm here to tell you today that at any time very soon, your coasting days are over and you will never coast again. Unless you're a coaster. You know what you do if you're a coaster? You set something on it. You just lay there. But for those of us that aren't coasters, no, you're going to be in this. And it's a movement that's coming, and we're going to be victorious in it if anybody shows up. I don't know how it looks. I don't know what we're supposed to do. There's no particular game plan. But let me tell you what finally happened in Muleshoe 21 years later. And this is so cool because at one time, seers and prophetic type guys would come through town. And most of you people, there's just a handful of you people that's been here for that long. But words given to us about a river of revival, the presence of God, Muleshoe being a hub, Muleshoe being ground zero, all these different things. Shoot, I can't even get anybody from Muleshoe to come over here. So I've been thinking about, you know, all these years, it's like, what the heck? This is just like we're just walking around with our underwear on backwards, you know, and it just, what are we doing here? And then we get in the political game pretty strong, have stayed there the entire time, have made ourselves aware at the same time I was reading the Bible, and all of a sudden the Bible starts speaking to every situation we have, and God shows me, and I start speaking to every situation we have. Next thing you know, we're speaking all over the country. Now we got that camera thing, and it goes everywhere, and so here we are. But my point being in that, I mean, Evelyn, where'd you come from, Evelyn? South San Antonio, what? Whitson, Texas. Yeah, 60 miles south San Antonio. Yeah, last week we baptized a girl from California. This thing's going, this is everywhere. So, you guys are in the Tuesday morning Bible study. You know that a couple months ago, I said something. I just picked. I didn't know, no praying, no fasting, no candles, no nothing. I just picked October 3rd. Hello, Pat. Get in here. Good to have you. We're just having a good, relaxed little moment. Come on in here. I just said, hey, October 3rd, I kind of had it on my mind. I said, won't you guys, there's 12 or so of us around here, I said, invite somebody. Just go town, invite one of your friends. We'll get Robin and Carolyn, they'll make one of them biscuit and gravy breakfast casseroles, and whatever you boys don't eat, I'll take home and finish. Just invite somebody to come. We'll have a little fellowship outreach thing. I never thought no much about it. Didn't hardly say anything else about it. They kind of remembered it a time or two. Thought, man, I need to bring that up again one of these days. And then a week ago, I told everybody in there, I said, you know, I didn't have anything to say. I hadn't been driving around the country speaking because I didn't have anything to say. This isn't a career move for me. So if I ain't got nothing to say, I can stay home and shut up. You see, if it's a career move for you, then even if you don't have something to say, you got to show up and say something. That could be a little bit of a problem. Now I got something to say. The minute I got something to say, the phone starts ringing, and now we're going to go speak around different places and whatnot. That's another deal. But I said, you know, October 3rd, I got something to say. And then it kind of come on me. And I pointed at that phone, and I said, all you people on that telephone, October 3rd, won't you invite some of your neighbors over to your house, get you a few extra donuts, and y'all turn that thing on and listen to whatever the Lord's going to bring out on October the 3rd. Well, got done. As soon as I got done, phone started ringing. And people from North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, a pile of New Mexico, South Texas, all the way across, are coming here October the 3rd. And one guy in particular called from North Dakota that afternoon, and I was just kind of, what the heck is everybody doing? I mean, this looked to me like it's fixed to turn into a lot of work. And so... Any of you that called me on the telephone the wrong time know I can be a little short. So a really nice guy called, and he said, hey, what's the best motel? And I told him, there you go, honey. I got in trouble for Tuesday morning. I told him, and I said, but I want to ask you something. Why in the heck are you getting a plane ticket and coming to MuleShoe, Texas, October 3rd? He said, well, ain't you going to do something? I said, I ain't got a clue if I am or not. I don't know what I'm doing. And I said, I just want to know why you're coming. He said, well, we believe God has told us we need to be there. That's the answer straight across the board. And I told him, I said, that's the best news of the day, because if God told you to come, then surely he's got something for me to say. And we're supposed to do something when we get in a pile. But me and Alan talked about it yesterday morning. I ain't doing nothing. I'm talking about nothing. We are not going to mess this up. God's doing something in the United States of America. The whole thing. When I was in Nevada this weekend, shoot. Half the cowboys in Nevada know about MuleShoe Fellowship. Coffee with the Colonel, everything else. They're craving it. Craving. What you guys get to be a part of here, what we do together collectively, they're craving it. It's rare. But this is God. And so I told Alan yesterday morning, I said, I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know how many people are coming. I got a text message while I'm going to go that just scared the crud out of me. It could be nuts. I don't know. It's getting scarier every day I get up. Women have started calling Robin. Some of y'all got her number from me. Women all over the United States. wanting to bring food. I bet we'll have plenty of food. I don't know. But I told Alan, I said, I don't know if I'm going to talk for 30 minutes or I'm going to talk for 30 days. But I'm going to be present and I'm going to be available. Because I know a little bit about Pensacola, Florida, and I know a little bit about Azusa Street. I know a little bit about revivals they write books about, but it does not change the earth. I know about revivals that mess up because of the gold, the glory, and the girls. I know how to blow in, blow up, and blow out. I know how to put up a tent, take down a tent, and the town stays the same. I know how to do it. I've done it all. If you want somebody to preach a revival and get them to your altar, buddy, I'll be your huckleberry. I'll sing a country song backwards till everybody gets their dog back, house back, and they'll only get saved. But this movement is not about church people having a revival. This movement will be patriots, people who love their country and love their kids and love their family. And a lot of them are going to be God-fearing people who know Jesus Christ, and they will have the assistance of the Lord. And so every other patriot who's not born again will also have the assistance of the Lord, because he'll have the assistance of God's people. We're not going to play church. We're going to war. We hammered our plows into weapons. We're the largest armed group of people on the planet, and we will never fire a shot. Facebook, listen to me. We'll never fire a shot. Because the fear of the Lord will guide us. The fear of man will protect us. The other side is driven by a Luciferian regime that is straight-running cowards. They're all cowards. Not one of them got any mustard on their hot dog now. Not one. There was no need for anybody to ever stand on another man's vehicle and stomp in the top. The only reason they did is because nobody was there to stop them. There was no reason for Antifa to poop in your bushes. But nobody was there to stop them. And now there's a rising up that said, this is our land. We're going to play by the rules, and we ain't moving. We're not moving. We're not going to play your game. We don't enjoy boys wearing dresses, so quit it. Get away from us. We're not going to do gay marriages anymore. I don't care what your law says. The laws of God says don't do that stupid stuff like that. So we're not going to do that anymore. You can't have my guns because the law says that that's a God-given right and this government's supposed to protect it. And because you cowards won't do your job, I'm going to stand here. I'm not closing my door because you got a snotty nose. I'm not wearing a mask because you're afraid. I'm not taking the jab because you might be a liar. Now, if you don't think I got something to say, I got something to say. And I got a Bible that'll back it up. And I got a God who will smite enemies. He'll move mountains. He'll reestablish nations. He's been doing it since the beginning of time. And for some odd reason, it looks to me like Mule Shoe, Texas is becoming ground zero. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready to participate? Well, it's coming. I don't know what it is, but it's coming. And so I just want to encourage you with those words. And here's what we do in Mule Shoe for all the rest of America. We're going to encourage. We're going to inspire, and we're going to empower. Not with the tools of war that's made by man. Oh, if it comes to it, I mean, we all know we're not going to pick a fight, but we ain't going to back up from one. We ain't moving if it costs us everything. But until we have the same spirit that our founders had when they signed that Declaration of Independence that declaration said, we pledge to each other our lives, our estates, and our sacred honor. And they meant it. It's time for that to happen again in America. And God's people need to take the lead. I ain't no smarter than anybody else. I'm just dumb enough to say it out loud. Pretty soon everybody's going, oh, yeah, that's just what I was thinking. Good. That means we're like-minded. I'm going to talk about that tonight. So in lieu of music tonight, I just decided to give a pep talk to the United States of America. And if God tells you to come to Mule Shoe on the 3rd of October, by all means, come on. If you're somebody can cook out there and God tells you to bring food, please, come on. Man, woman, or child, I don't care. Come on. Whatever God's directed. And I know for a fact that day, whatever I say out of these lips of mine, I'm going to do my dead level best to be just like Paul. I'm going to open my mouth and I'm going to speak the very words of God. And that's it. Don't care who likes it. Don't care. Y'all be brave, okay? Look, the world's full of cowards. The religious world's got the most. Man, I've been trying them on for size for a long time. They'll talk about you. They just won't talk to you. Don't be afraid. We move forward. Don't be afraid. The Lord's with us in this. I'm going to try my best to be a trustworthy voice so we can all kind of stick together. All these people on this camera, man, we got friends all over the United States that believe, just like us, that this country's worth saving. You know what I believe, people? I believe we're still the majority. I believe cheaters try to change our mind. I think the weirdos get the most press on TV. But I think we're the majority still. People that believe in getting up in the morning and working, paying your own way, raising your family. That's why we're having this big exodus from public school, because Americans believe your children should be smart. So here we go. We're seeing an exodus from corporate church for the very same reason. Something got left out. We're going to find it. So anyhow, that's my little pep talk tonight. Let's pray and we'll get in the word. Yes. You're going to go out there and chase the calf. Nobody's there. Oh. Somewhere out there on the highway by my house. By there, by Gary's or somewhere. He's a black one, so be careful. Thank you, Sheriff. Well, he knows how to get help. Maybe. All right, let's pray right quick and we'll get on with it. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for whatever's going on, Lord. And I don't let us know any more than we need to know, because we'll mess it up. But Lord, if you're really doing something here and you're doing something across this nation, then by all means, let's do it. Let's do it. And so, Lord, we commit ourselves to you. We commit ourselves to your word. We want to be unified in purpose. And Lord, we want it all to be to your glory. Use your word tonight to encourage, to inspire, and to empower your people in this land. Give you all the glory, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, look in your Bibles, Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to sit down here a second. Philippians 2, chapter 2, Philippians 2, verse 1.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.